popped off from a rising cry. His hand dropped again to the chair. "Because I was unfit, am unfit." "No, my lord, you are not." "I am. Pox, you know. You have seen, and Leonia requires abilities I don't have, if ever I did." "My lord, you are half-elven, with abilities scarce less than the elves, but constrained by a mortal life. I believe you have them still, buried by what you have endured. Why else would the High Lord and Gerd have sent me to find you? Would they choose an unfit king?" "No. And if they can make a paladin out of me, my lord, after all that happened, they can make a good king out of you." "Perhaps." The Duke sat again, pulling his chair to the table so suddenly that its legs scraped loudly on the floor. "So, you are sure, and the elves are sure, that I am a prince born and the rightful heir to Leonia's throne. Is anyone else convinced?" "Eliam Holverick." "And any others?" "We have not used your name, my lord, for fear that evil would come on you before I could reach you. But the lords of Leonia, gathered together after the king's death, agreed to accept the sword's evidence. The elves had admitted that the prince lived and might be found. I think most of the lords, if not all, will accept you." She watched him. His eyes had fallen to the table, where he traced some of the silver inlay with his forefinger. "It would be a matter for laughter, if I could laugh," said the Duke quietly, "that I am born a prince, and of better birth than those lords who have scorned me as a bastard mercenary. They were so sure of my lack, as I was most times, and now—" His finger paused. He looked up at Pox. "You assume, Pox, that I want to be king." "No, my lord. I only know that you are the rightful king, and must be." "Humph." His gaze went past her to meet each of the squires. "Garrus, Leith, Surya, if Pox is right, then I am your king. But I must say this, however it seems to you. Many years have gone by since I was a lost and lonely boy, tramping the fields of Leonia looking for work. Eliam Holverick took me in, taught me my trade of war, taught me respect for the gods, and what I know of right and wrong. Garrus, you knew me then. You know what sort of boy I was. Did you ever think I might be a prince?" Garrus blushed. "My lord, sir, I thought you were special then. You know I did." "As a younger boy to an elder, yes, but birth? Well, my lord, you acted like a prince." The Duke's mouth curled in a smile. "Did I? I was trying to act like a Liam, as I recall. But what I mean is this. I had nothing when I came to a Liam. He gave me my start, as you all know, I'm sure. But from there, I made it myself. That land in the north, my stronghold, that is mine. My money, yes, but more than that, I built some of that wall myself. Barked my own knuckles on that stone, left some of my blood on the hills when we fought off the orcs, years of my life, dreams, Tamar and I planning things. My children were born there, in that chamber you saw, Pox, the night we talked with the Marshal General. I fought in Arrhenius, yes, for that's where the money was, the contracts that let me improve my own lands. The money for that mill came from Arrhenius, the food I bought all those